Highbridge Audio presents Leading the Revolution, written and presented by Gary Hamill. The age of progress is over. It was born in the Renaissance, achieved its exuberant adolescence during the Enlightenment, reached a robust maturity in the Industrial Age, and died with the dawn of the 21st century. We now stand on the threshold of a new age, the age of revolution. In our minds, we know the new age has already arrived. In our bellies, we're not sure we like it. For we know it is going to be an age of upheaval, of tumult, of fortunes made and unmade at head-snapping speed. No longer is it additive. No longer does it move in a straight line. In the 21st century, change is discontinuous, abrupt, seditious. In a single generation, the cost of decoding a human gene has dropped from millions of dollars to around $100. The cost of storing a megabyte of data has dropped from hundreds of dollars to essentially nothing. Global capital flows have become a raging torrent, eroding national economic sovereignty. The ubiquity of the internet has rendered geography meaningless. Bare-knuckled capitalism has vanquished all competing ideologies, and a tsunami of deregulation and privatization has swept the globe. Out of the age of progress came a world of industrial giants. Mitsubishi, ABB, Citigroup, General Electric, Daimler, Chrysler, DuPont, and their peers. These companies harnessed the disciplines of progress. Rigorous planning, continuous improvement, statistical process control, Six Sigma, re-engineering, and enterprise resource planning. Decade after decade, they focused single-mindedly on getting better. If they happened to miss something that was changing in their environment, there was plenty of time to catch up. The advantages of incumbency, global distribution, respected brands, a deep pool of talent, cash flow, granted them the luxury of time. For instance, although Apple Computer got an early start in the microcomputer business, IBM quickly reversed Apple's lead when it threw its worldwide distribution might behind the PC. But in a world of discontinuous change, a company that misses a critical bend in the road may never catch up. Consider these examples. Between 1994 and 1999, the number of mobile phones sold each year exploded from 26 million to nearly 300 million. At the same time, the technology changed from analog to digital. Motorola, the world leader in the cellular telephone business until...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?